The Forces Station.
BFBS.
Your story.
Story.
20 Brigade. Germany.
Senelaga-based 102 Squadron of 1st Military Working Dog Regiment will be deployed on Op Herrick in April with 52 personnel and around 55 dogs. Major Anna Flynn is Officer Commanding 102 Squadron.
As we're a cap badge, only has one regiment, we always have three squadrons either on operations, returning from operations or about to go on operations. So as a regiment we're quite well used to this system now. But of course in our squadron there are still some people who it's their first time going on tour. Our primary role will be protection, so I'll have our protection dogs providing false protection for the camp security and other valuable assets in theatre, and then our search dogs will be consist of armed exposure search dogs, vehicle search dogs and the IE3D dogs as well.
Military working dogs are the kind of asset that are there at the start of operations and right till the end. Major Flynn and the squadron are expecting this last tour to be quite different.
The needs and requirements for dogs might change and might need a different, more numbers of different types of dogs, so we're ready for anything really, and we're trying to prepare as best we can for every available opportunity and every sort of possibility that could happen. But we think it'll be different, we just don't know exactly how it's going to be. We have said we're going to go back to a bit more basic soldiering, so living under, possibly under poncho, under canvas for a bit of time, and waving goodbye to all the luxuries of your Subways and your Costa coffees and the niceties that we may have got used to in theatre. So we're going to go back to a bit of basic soldiering now.
Pre-deployment training isn't quite finished yet for the working dogs and their handlers.
We still have a couple of final exercises to go through, our final authorisation. We've got one set of personnel going out to Cyprus, another team going out to Jordan, and we're doing another sort of final exercise with our guys here in Senelaga. But for us, dog training goes on every single day. It's a never-ending process, so even when our dogs are authorised and have been passed to be fit to work in Afghanistan, we'll still carry on training every day with them, because every little improvement is better and the dogs don't get bored that way, and every little step we can do is all better for us.
This is Charlie Wild Goose reporting for BFBS in Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling,
then tell us about it.
Email
Germany@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station. BFBS.